Good morning and welcome to day 37 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and we continue to focus on God's story, our story, during this Holy Week, Wednesday of the week, and we continue in the story of Jesus' trial, of Jesus being brought before Pilate, and now we're at the part of the story where Pilate actually appeals to the crowd on Jesus' behalf, and as was the custom during the festival, that Pilate would release one prisoner. And so he asks them, "Who do you want me to release?" Clearly, Pilate was hoping not to have the blood on his hands, and you can hardly blame him, as we talked about yesterday. But we read that the chief priests were in the crowds, agitating the crowds, convincing them that Jesus should not be released, that indeed it should be Barabbas who is released. And amazing. Unfortunately, I think we can all imagine somebody working a crowd to get them excited, to turning a crowd for their own self-interests, this mob mentality. Unfortunately, we've seen the really negative effects of that in different instances, at different times, maybe not only in our own community, but certainly even in our own community. I don't understand it entirely. I've maybe not been swept up in the emotion of it, but even as people celebrate a team victory, it can lead to destruction and fire, and somehow celebrating something positive can lead to such a negative result. And then when people are angry, all the more. And here they agitated the crowd to get them to, maybe who were just there out of curiosity, to join their voices with the voices of those who began to shout, "Crucify him," as it relates to Jesus. I wonder if there were some in the crowd who stood silently, maybe quietly supporting Jesus, maybe just there to see, curious to see what was going on. And I wonder if they didn't understand what an atrocity this was, what a miscarriage of justice this was. Did anybody try to turn the crowd, to calm the crowd, to suggest another way? Did anybody speak up for Jesus? And then I wonder in my own life, are there times where I let things go by? I let people say things about Jesus, about another person, about what they think is right or wrong. And do I speak up? Am I quiet and just go along with the crowd, thereby lending my support by my silence? Or do I speak up for what is right and just and Christ-like? As we have seen through the Gospel of Mark, we see on Sundays, we've been looking at the Gospel of Luke, Jesus wasn't silent in the face of controversy, in the face of justice not being done. Jesus spoke up, and actually, he didn't just speak up, but he gave his very life to try to right those wrongs. As we prepare now, tomorrow for Maundy Thursday, and then into this Holy Weekend, I pray that these words and this story continues to touch your story, to touch your heart in a way that impacts it and helps it to shape you in a new and different way, that your story might reflect Christ's story going forward. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow on Maundy Thursday. Bye now.